How do private equity firms mobilize money? The private equity firms mobilize capital from financial institutions, LPs, like family offices, insurance companies, and pension funds. They also contribute some of their funds ranging from 1% to 5% or higher into the fund. The private equity firms could generate funds from a group of LPs that could contribute several million dollars. It could also collect billions of dollars from trusted financial institutions. The threshold limit for high net worth individuals could be less than that of LPs. First close and final close. The firm set an initial threshold for generating the funds. Once the received amounts into the private equity fund cross the first threshold called first close, the firms can start the investment process. However, it still allows other LPs to join the fund. If the fund inflow crosses the second threshold limit, it is called final close and will not accept funds from other LPs. Joseph Stone Capital helps LPs to find the best firm to park their funds for significant returns on investment. It analyzes the past performance of the fund and also checks where the firm would invest its funds and what is the upside potential before recommending a fund. Invests in private firms. The private equity firms identify the acquisition targets by knowing things like the capabilities of the senior management team, the products or services offered by the company, and the market for such products or services. The investment professionals use their networks or investment banks to find the right acquisition candidates to park their funds. The firm makes a bid for a private firm after analyzing the business prospects, expected returns on investment, and cash flow. There could be several bids from firms. If your bid is accepted, you could acquire a majority stake or minority stake in the company. Investment horizon. The investment period in a private company could vary from 7 to 10 years. Firms could also buy private firms outright. They will make management changes, infuse capital for new product development, improve the existing products, enhance marketing campaigns, and take all necessary steps to boost returns on investment. The firms invest in unlisted private companies, whereas venture capital funds invest in startups and other firms that could offer significant returns in the short term. The mutual funds park their funds in public listed companies. The firms provide experts to the private companies to streamline their operations, purchase new machinery, introduce new products, etc. Once they generate revenues and book significant profits, the firms collect percentage profits and pass them on to the investors once the returns cross a certain limit. The firms divest profitable private companies after 7 to 10 years and collect all the principal and returns and pass them on to LPs. It could collect 2% of the fund as a fee every year for its operations. You can seek the help of expert financial managers at Joseph Stone Capital to select the right private equity fund and enhance the value of your capital. LPs and high net worth individuals need to do their research, read the prospects of the funds, analyze their previous performance before deciding to write a check for investment for excellent returns. The past performance of a fund may not be an indicator of future returns. However, funds are safer investment avenues compared to hedge funds.